President Trump confirmed on Twitter today that he called off a planned attack on Iran last night, 10 minutes before the strike, because it was not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. And he says he's in no hurry to launch a military strike in response to Iran's shooting down of the drone yesterday. I spoke with Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado, about the news earlier today.
I think this is just the president continuing to have an unsteady hand and unsteady reflexes in the region, and it's a real concern. We have no Secretary of Defense today, as we because of the instability in the administration. The president pulled us out of the Iran deal, even after every intelligence agency in the world had said that Iran was complying with the deal and was a year away from being able to break out to a nuclear weapon. And now we find ourselves in an potentially escalating situation with their conventional forces. So we need to be careful. We've had a lot of bad things happen in the Middle East over the last 20 years. It'd be nice not to go with to war with one more problem there.
So are you happier that the strike was called off than if it had actually happened?
I actually would have to know exactly what the strike was and be able to see the intelligence, which I won't see until later today.
Well, now let's bring in Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. Senator, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So President Trump says the U.S. had planned to attack three different sites in Iran, but called off the operation after he was told 150 people would have died. Do you think the president made the right decision?
Yes. And I think what we need to do with respect to Iran is to continue to do just what we've been doing. That means to me military restraint, but maximum pressure. The sanctions are biting. I regret that for the people of Iran. I don't regret it for the Ayatollah and his leadership. Right now, Iran is an exhausted, fragile theocracy, and I believe that they will come to the table. I think the Ayatollah is desperate. He was counting on Europe to come to his rescue. Europe's not going to do that. And I think he's rapidly reaching the point where, given our position so far, which is we have him down and we're going to choke him economically. But I don't think we ought to be baited into a war.
Choke him economically, and then what happens? What is the next step after that?
Well, Iran's got to make a decision. The Ayatollah's got to make a decision. Are they going to be part of the world order or not? Now, they can't have a nuclear weapon, and they can't continue to perform terrorist acts in Iraq, in Yemen, in Syria, and I could continue on. The mistake that President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry made was they divorced the nuclear issue from the issue of the export of terrorism. And they signed a very loose agreement, which was very hard to verify, regarding the nuclear issue that did not take nuclear weaponry off the table permanently. It just delayed the day of reckoning. And they didn't put any demands on the Ayatollah in terms of his export of terrorism. So I think the president did the right thing, and I do think that the sanctions are hurting the Ayatollah very badly.
Well, so, Senator, what do you think the consequences should be for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone? Because back when President Obama set a red line in Syria and then didn't call any strikes after that when Syria used chemical weapons, you said we can't let them cross the line without having consequences. So what should the consequences be now?
I think we should continue to do what we're doing, and that means military restraint and maximum pressure. I think the reason that the Ayatollah shot down the drone, the reason that he attacked the oil tankers in the Gulf, he wants to provoke America. He wants the world to try to feel sorry for him. No fair-minded person could feel sorry for the Ayatollah. He and his leadership are cancers on the Middle East, and we cannot allow them to have a nuclear weapon, given their demonstrated affinity for trying to kill anybody who doesn't agree with their version of Islam.
we heard from your colleague, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, today, who said that Trump's decision to call off the planned strike showed an unsteady hand. Do you think that this administration has a credibility issue after saying that they were going to strike and then pulling back, coming not that long after saying that they were going to shut down the entire U.S. border with Mexico if Mexico didn't stop all illegal immigration in a week, and then pulling back on that as well?
I don't think it shows me weakness. And look, Mike is a good mate. He's a great guy. He's very talented, very smart. This is America. His opinion counts, just not to me right now, because Mike's running for president. And when you run for president, you don't generally say anything good about your opponent. I just don't think he can be objective.
But do you think that the administration has a credibility issue?
I don't. No, I don't.
That is Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.